Morning. Good morning, Oak River.
Good morning.
How's your day going? Okay, I'm just going to jump right in. This is just a little bit of my testimony. In kindergarten, my best friend was diagnosed with head cancer. So that's how I became a Christian, just to pray for her and just to like believe that she was healed. And 6 months later, she was healed. So that was like how I became a Christian. So fast forward a few years, my grandma got sick, and I was just so sure that he was gonna heal her, and I was believing so much. Later on, she died that year, and I questioned God, and I was just questioning how could an all-loving God, all-powerful, someone who wants to have a relationship with me, let this happen. And not realizing then, but now, that really brought me closer to God, because I believe in Him and rely on Him. So I really wanted to focus on believe, so I looked it up in Hebrew. And believe in Hebrew means aman, or to provide stability. So you need to he is like our anchor. And I also looked it up in Greek, and believe in Greek, actually, this really pulled at my heart. It means complete surrender. So that believe means like complete surrender. So we just do you know what, God? Like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm surrendering everything that you are going to do this for your glory. And in Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. So whatever we think that's going to happen, it's really the Lord's purpose that prevails. So I just want you to know this week that whatever you go through, you need to give complete surrender and just believe that God's going to do it for His will.
Feel the mountains tremble. Did you hear the ocean roar when the people rose to sing, oh, Jesus Christ, the risen one? Did you feel the people tremble? Singers roar when the lost began to sing, oh, Jesus Christ, the saving one. And we can see that God will move mighty river through the nations, young and old. Song. All the streams flow as one river, wash Free.
Jesus. My wells have all run dry.
it's your kindness that will lead me to your arms. For I find grace that you supply. Yeah, when I'm weak, I don't understand, but I can feel every waking moment in your presence. This peace won't let me go. Oh, there is a kingdom laying all my worries at your feet again. Even in my struggle, I'm surrendering. Your strength is nearly gone. With my strength nearly gone, when my wells have all run dry, it's your kindness that will lead me to your arms. When I find grace that you supply. When I breathe, I don't understand, but I can breathe. Every waking moment in your presence, this peace won't let me go. There is freedom. There is. Oh, So when I breathe in, I don't understand, but I can feel it. Every waking moment in your presence, this peace won't let me go. Laying all my worries at your feet again. Even in my struggle, I'm surrendering. Your peace won't let me go. Surely goodness. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely all that you promised, so much more than I can see. I will rest in the assurance that I have all I need. Here in the Father's peace, here in the Father's peace, yeah. Here in the Father's peace, here in the Father's peace. So we lay all those worries at your feet this morning, Lord. We just unload. You can have it all. Every part of my world, I take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. You can have it. I can live my own.
God is blowing on hearts this morning. It's called the breath of God. Ruach. The Spirit of God is blowing on hearts this morning. You know, as Megan plays, air is vibrated over the keys and over the drums and singing, that the breath of God is just moving out and healing hearts and opening hearts to prepare you to hear the word this morning, taking away stress, anxiety, and fear. It's happening, you don't see it, but it's just happening. The breath of God, the Holy Spirit of God, is just moving, lifting burdens and tensions. I mean, that's what it's for. This presence of God. And I want to read something from last week because it just stayed with me. It says, He is a father to those whose father was less than what they needed. How many fall in that category? Their father was less than what they needed. Yeah, let's see those hands. Father God wants to be a father to the fatherless. And sometimes it takes a while to sink in. There's the father. Baby's not going to know much about that. Father to the fatherless. I just love that. I mean, I need that every day. You know, I need that father's heart. Abba, Father. Every day. Just receive it. Just receive it. If you sense that to you this morning, I just want you, as as this Ruach of God, the Spirit of God, flows out, it's to fill in the gaps, the heart, in your heart and mind. You're no longer an orphan. No orphans. No longer fatherless. If you ever felt fatherless, emptiness, He wants to fill it. Fill it, Lord. Fill it. There's some of that over here. Fatherlessness. Orphan spirit. Victim. You take on being a victim. No victims in the kingdom. Just victors. Victory in Christ. Amen. Lord, you fill us. Fill us. That spirit of the Father's love this morning, the Father's love, Father's love. You can have it all. Sing that, Megan. I like that.
You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now.
Silly little thing, isn't it? Smile in the face of God. Wow. You feel a little tingle. Ooh, I feel a little tingle. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Unless He give you a little buzz, you know what I mean? Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, I feel like I'm walking on clouds. Place to get into, isn't it? Whew.